call and tell him congratulations. It's back. I mean, does he have? Does his appeal specifically say that he's just wanting the 36-170?
He wants it put where it was last year.
Cesar, have any comment?
Well, his checkbox here says he doesn't like the valuation either. You're talking classification.
I think valuation of the 100,000.
Because it was over, okay.
Yeah, it was because of 100,000. Okay. And you've talked to him, Wes?
I've talked to him.
So, so 36-170, in other words, I don't want to make the motion if he's going to argue that it needs to be something different than 36-170.
The way he talked to me, he said he knows it was a clerical error last year and he was happy with the price that was reduced to by BOE last year.
All right. So we have a motion.
Motion
to reduce the value to 36-170. Is there a second?
I'm going to abstain.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We can call and congratulate him in a bit. All right. Marriott has 123. There's a Universal Imperium. There's a two Welks.
Marriott has 7. They also include the HAB.
Oh, they have the HAB. Marriott has... They're on the back page, yeah. Okay. So we have 2 with Roark and about 7 with Marriott, or 2 with Welk, excuse me. And then we have a Universal Entertainment, and I think that's it. Is Marriott HAB, you said, or is that?
Yeah, they're also HAB. I believe they're represented by the same person.
Okay.
Earlier this week. Why did we table it to
them? Why?
Because they were wanting me to do something else. It's beyond me right now. They gave me 2 years of financials. This is an entire resort. They don't break down between parcels. So, I mean, I'm just requesting you send them on to STC because they don't have an appraisal on these. All I can do is go with Honeypot.
Okay.
So it's your choice.
That's on Marriott?
On Marriott and on Welk.
On Welk, too? Okay.
Yeah. On Welk, right. We did give them a 5% discount for 23. So.
Before we jump, that was a COVID discount, basically, that we did last time? Okay.
Yeah.
On a lot of these resorts just automatically appeal these every year. You know, but I don't know. We'll just have to look at this individually, obviously. Let's go to BOE 2022-13, which is Universal Entertainment. I'm not going to try to butcher that name unless somebody knows how to pronounce it. I'm assuming this is a hotel valuation.
This is the White House Theater.
Oh, it's the White House Theater. Okay.
And just to let you know, they're selling it supposedly to the city of Branson.
$6 million, huh?
No, two and a half.
2.5, okay.
Yeah.
We don't know the sale price. That is the list price. So it should be less.
What are they proposing that it be reduced to?
They're asking $2,200,000. I will tell you, supposedly somebody robbed all of the copper out of the whole building. It's got a lot of problems.
That's a rich method.
The city of Branson has bid $2.5 million as is. They are going to go through a process of checking things, but they know all about what's going on. So that was their minimum at that time.
They, you know what their bid was?
It's on the front page of the paper, and I called the city of Branson.
Wow!
I talked to the lady who's the.
I guess
city
when you're talking city, so, they can. Wow, that's a powerful negotiator.
They're going to build a new police station.
Sure. No, I've done a little due diligence on the.
You should have in your file on the computer the article showing what they're doing.
Also, they're requesting that you call their translator, and the translator will do a three-way call with them, with us, and them.
What do they propose?
Is the translator the 417-365 number?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's the number I have up on the screen.
Can I also say, I believe this is to go with it. I have not really looked at it. Kelly Trimble and appraisal.
Yeah. What do you appraise it at?
Is this an appraisal from this year prepared for this?
$2,200,000. That's why they're asking for that, because Kelly put that down. So I can put this in front of you to look at, and like I said, here's the article, which you saw.
But the city of Branson has put in a bid for 2.5.
Yeah, I totally believe that.
Okay.
Why would they do it at 2.5? Were they trying to knock out somebody, I wonder? This thing has been for sale.